Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna. Happy Monday. I'm broadcasting to you live from beautiful, sunny Lauderdale by the sea. Not by the ocean, it's a little breezy, and I'm actually had to pull over into a parking lot because I didn't trust getting on the highway and getting somewhere else in time. So I had 5 seconds to spare, so I'm getting pretty good at this. I thought today would be a great day to talk about essential oils with aphrodisiac properties. Valentine's Day is Sunday, and, you know, I think it's the holiday weekend, so we may have wonderful plans with someone that we love or someone that we're looking to love. And I just thought it would be kind of fun. And you'll also hear from some old favorites. So the other reason is that, you know, Valentine's Day is definitely a day that we're influenced by our sense of smell, whether it's a box of decadent chocolate or a bouquet of beautiful flowers. You know, we can create any kind of atmosphere that we would like with using essential oil. But I'm going to give you the names of some of the oils that I think will really help spice up your love life and really are supposed to be known for having aphrodisiac qualities. So, you know, and we know essential oils have been used to promote beauty and fertility and virility and romance. And this is the way to increase passion. So one of the first oils, well, let's talk about how they work. Essential oils are capable, as we know, they work in a number of different ways. And the quickest way to get the benefits of them is inhalation through the nose because of the direct contact with the brain, with the limbic system. So here again, this is a quick way of getting the emotional and physical responses in people and to get those romantic feelings, you know, off and running. A lot of times, though, there are oils that will do just the opposite and will kind of take that passion away. So we don't want to talk about those, but we want to basically stick to, there's about 10 of them that I plan to mention, because we all want love and romance, and these oils would also be great for any romantic occasion or proposal, you know, however you can think of that you would like to use them. So, of course, I have to start off by the number one, rose oil. And as we know from prior talks, it also has the highest frequency of all the essential oils at 325 megahertz. So, and of course, rose is you kind of think of roses and romance kind of go hand in hand. And of course, we do know about a couple of infamous ladies in history who used roses to woo their lovers, you know, Cleopatra of Egypt and Josephine Bonaparte of France, ladies known to use essential oils and rose oil in particular for love. So the thing, though, that I always want to stress is when you see rose essential oil out there and it's inexpensive, it is not pure. It has been adulterated. It has been synthesized or it has been blended with maybe a carrier oil. And so you're not getting the true essence of the true rose. So it takes several thousand rose petals just to distill 1 ounce of rose oil. So this is expensive, guys. So when you see rose oil and it's, you know, relatively reasonable, they're trying to fool you, you know, with the cheaper oil or something that has been synthetically altered with chemicals. Okay, one of the great ways to use the rose oil is, you know, a sensual massage with your partner, or if you'd like to add a few drops to a romantic bath, you know, for two. I'm just suggesting, but rose in and of itself is complete. If you want to just use that, we know it has the floral middle tones, it is sweet, it has a slightly leafy kind of, you know, bit to it. So, you know, there again, you just make sure it's pure, unless you don't mind that, you know, because you can get it for less. Just remember, it's not going to have the impact, and it's not going to have the frequency of the pure, unadulterated rose oil. Neroli is an essential oil that, or maybe you're more familiar with it as orange blossom. And we know it's used in you know, fragrance, and it's good to use, you know, in the bath. It's also been used a lot in weddings because of its aphrodisiac properties and the ability to calm the bride on the big day, or maybe the groom, too. Read that Victorian brides would wear a sprig of orange blossom in their headdress or carry it in their bouquet to help calm the nerves and stimulate romance on the wedding night. And as we know, orange blossom is very intoxicating. Strong orange floral undertones, and but it is well balanced. It is a well balanced oil, and of course, I would be remiss not to mention jasmine. You know, it's it also is expensive, like rose oil is, but it is worth the pure jasmine essential oil. The smell is just precious. And it kind of has an emotionally warming aroma. And it's very uplifting, and it's confidence boosting for, you know, those of us that need, you know, perhaps a little more bravery, or we might get a little jittery. Jasmine would certainly be one to add or use. An old favorite, sandalwood, you know, we know that has like a sweet, woody type of fragrance. And I've talked about sandalwood at length in terms of its meditative qualities that help us, you know, with meditation and prayer. But it also has a sensual side. And sandalwood also blends wonderfully with rose, you know, my favorite, lavender, frankincense, and basil. Now, I know that sounds strange, but it does blend wonderfully. Of course, sandalwood is also expensive, and so, you know, it just keep that in mind, and just use it sparingly. The yang-yang, we've talked about a yang-yang when we did the chakras and all of that, but it also has an aroma that's a little similar to jasmine. It's less expensive, and it also gives you that sweet floral kind of exotic fragrance. Patchouli, it's been known as an aphrodisiac since ancient times, and, you know, it has a strong kind of spicy, earthy aroma, and actually it appeals to, I would say, maybe both men and women, the patchouli. It also blends well, and, you know, I love my blends. It does blend well with geranium, which, as we know, it can resemble rose oil. It doesn't have the high frequency of the rose, but it definitely is a wonderful fragrance. But the patchouli will blend well with the geranium, lavender, frankincense, and clary sage, which takes me into clary sage. Do not use clary sage if you're trying to conceive or pregnant. So I do want to just put that disclaimer in there. But if you're not looking to conceive or you're not pregnant and you know this, and clary sage, it's got a little bit of that kind of a nutty, subtle, fruity overtone. It's very relaxing, sensual, and euphoric. Sounds pretty good to me. Vanilla, we all know that it's such a sweet-smelling oil, but it also has a subtle aphrodisiac effect. So actually, there are a few spices that I would say would fall into this category. Cinnamon, cloves, cardamom, nutmeg, ginger, black pepper. These are all warming oils with very rich aromas that you want to stay away from marjoram because it's been known to turn off sexual desire. So, of course, you can, use it in a diffuser. You can make a wonderful massage and treat your partner to a massage. Of course, use the carrier oil of your choice, whether it's the fractionated coconut oil or maybe want to use sweet almond oil. Make sure that the room is comfortably warm, not overly warm, comfortably, and, dim those lights and maybe share a bath. So there's a lot of ways that we can use these oils to enjoy and get in contact with our sexual self. So here again, if you have any concerns, if you're pregnant, have high blood pressure, epileptic, you really need to consult a medical practitioner or a qualified aromatherapist before using any of these oils, okay? And as always, keep them away from children, pets, and the eyes. Always dilute in a carrier oil, especially if your skin is sensitive, especially with the spices. They have a warming, heating type of property anyway, and they would definitely warm up your skin, when you use those. So just be careful there. And remember, they are flammable, and so you want to keep them away from flame. So with that being said, I think I'm going to start making my Valentine's Day plans and deciding maybe what oils and blends that I would like to use for my sweetie. And I hope you guys found this fun. And you'll be planning ahead for the big weekend, and I hope that everybody has a wonderful, loving, fulfilling weekend. Take care, everybody. I'll be back next Monday with another topic. Until then, stay well and be happy.